Hi, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 5. This is Colin McMahon, and I'm going to be going over the Marvel June previews. I'm going to try to do the rest of the previews hopefully this month. I'm going on vacation, so I might not be able to get them in, so I figured I'd at least start with the Marvel one. And just a preface, it's been brought to my attention that apparently I am anti-Marvel and pro-DC. I never thought I was that way. I generally read more Marvel books than I do of DC. But maybe I am more critical of them than I am DC. I don't mean to be. But I know when I'm, like, as I was reading through this today, I was, you know, finding lots of things to pick nits with. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll see. Let's get started. First, page 3, we have Fear Itself number 5. And here's where I'm being critical again. Just looking at it. Serpent's forces deal Captain America a blow even he cannot withstand. Which is interesting only because Captain America took a pretty big blow last issue, so this is pretty mean to Captain America. But then part of my question for the way Marvel's doing stuff is we have a new Captain America number 1 later that doesn't deal with Fear Itself. So just one of those things. I remember Marvel when everything worked together and what happened in one book, well, it didn't necessarily affect what happened in another. It affected the characters. And then lately it just seems like it doesn't matter. Big event happened in the last issue of Fear Itself to Bucky, yet in the regular Captain America book, he's still in a Russian gulag. Little things like that that just kind of bug me because they don't make sense. The books don't seem to tie in together anymore. Nobody knows what's real. I had a couple big Thor fans not pick up the Mighty Thor because it doesn't tie in with Fear Itself and it doesn't make sense. You know, when does this happen? Is this after Fear Itself or does this book matter? And that seems to be a problem with a lot of stuff when you have so many books and things and so much going on that people don't know what matters. And I never know how to, I don't know how to answer that because I don't have any information from Marvel. So, but still, Fear Itself has been a real big book, a real good seller. Hopefully it's picking up. It certainly looks like it. It looks like, based on the cover, we've got Thor versus the Thing and Iron Man forging a sword, which is interesting. So then we get into some of the Fear Itself tie-ins. Fearsome 4, yay, not a big seller. Fearsome Wolverine, we'll see how that goes. And then another one that just doesn't make sense to me, Avengers 16. Now, I just read the last new Avengers, and Hawkeye's very upset that Mockingbird was injured, and she just got something happened to her. We don't know if she's okay or not. Yet here on the cover, he's making moves on Spider-Woman. And this is another problem that I have, just only in that it's the same writer writing both books, and there doesn't seem to be any consistency. Now, granted, this is going to be 2 months after that issue, but it's just one of those. As you look at it, you just go, wait a minute, huh? I don't want to think, huh? This doesn't make sense. When I see stuff, I want to say, wow, I can't wait to read this. So it's the Iron Man Journey to Mystery, both doing really well. Fear Itself, The Deep, sold very well. Alpha Flight number 3. This one also confuses me because it looks like it was an ongoing that turned into an 8-part miniseries. And then it's just odd to have it tie in with Fear Itself. Only in that it's going to be odd down the road when you pick up the Alpha Flight graphic novel and all of a sudden two or three of the issues tie in with an event that you might not be familiar with or know what's going on. It might read fine, too, so I might be completely off base. Also, if you're looking at this one, you notice whoever the character is has two different color eyes, one yellow, one blue. This comes up later. It was just one of those odd things that I noticed as I was flipping through the book that maybe a theme or something that means someone's crazy or something. Youth in Revolt. Just odd to have in Homefront. You have 2 7-issue miniseries going along with a 7-issue miniseries. Maybe I'm more pro DC right now, but I kind of like how they're doing the Flashpoint where they had the beginning first issue of Flashpoint, then the 3-issue minis tying in with the middle of it, and then it's going to have a concluding issue. Where with some of these, I mean, we're only at 4 of 7 on Youth in Revolt, so it's almost like the last issue is going to come out after the end of Fear Itself, which maybe is planned. I don't know, it just seems odd to me. Ghost Rider number 2, we'll see. We're just on the 0.1 so far. And just as a quick side note, I'm at home doing this, and I can't get into the store computer. For some reason, it's offline. So I can't tell you how books are selling this time. I thought about not doing this, but I figured I might as well at least go through it. Sorry, I don't have that information for you this time. Avengers Academy, we're getting 2 issues. Seems like we're getting a ton of Avengers Academy out lately. And then New Avengers, we have a Squirrel Girl mini, or one-shot. I don't understand the fascination with Squirrel Girl, but it's there. And then we get the Black Panther, and I've had a lot of people complain about him putting on the Captain America, or at least the Stars and Stripes, because it just doesn't make sense being a Wakandian. And supposed to be, you know, operating in the dark in a black costume, fighting crime, and all of a sudden he's wearing Stars and Stripes. And the other thing I noticed, if you look inside the first page, has the big Spider Island thing. It also has him wearing a Spider Island, or a Spider-Man costume. Actually, a 1990s Spider-Man costume. So just, I don't know, what if they know what they're doing with Black Panther? Maybe there's a big plan. I don't know, it's not selling like there's a big plan. Herc is, now that's an odd book that's selling like crazy. That one's really taken off, so hopefully this will keep going. Now, this is a Fear Itself tie-in, but that's okay, because in this case, it's an ongoing series, so people, that won't be as jarring as like the Alpha Flight in a mini. We got Hulk taking on Amped Up MODOK. That makes sense after the whole Illuminati or whatever they called themselves. Heroes for Hire is starting to slip. Hopefully that can get back up. Thunderbolt's doing really well. So we got a source book. Uncanny X-Men making a Fear Itself crossover. It just seems a bit odd to me, only because Schism's starting for them, and you'd think they'd have enough going on, and you'd want to tie all their books into that, especially given that this one's only 2 away from when they're canceling the book. Fear Itself Deadpool. Uncanny X-Force, we're still waiting for number 1. Hopefully that one does well. X-Force has been doing fantastic lately. Actually, got in a reorder, went to put it on the shelf, didn't realize how many issues I was out of and can't get. So, they sold out of the hardcover of the first 4 issues, and we asked, and they actually went back to print on it, because we're like, we need this, it's selling great. Which was nice that they listened to us. So hopefully they'll get that out. New Mutants with Andy Lanning. I don't know what happened to Dan Abnett. Seems a little odd that he's not there. Maybe he got working on the Resurrection Man for DC. 2 issues of New Mutants come out that month. And then we have the wrap-up of Ultimate Fallout. There's always a lot going on in the Ultimate Universe, and nobody seems to really know what's going on. So hopefully this gets everything back on an even keel. I know there's rumors of a new, Nick Spencer's going to be doing a new Ultimate X-Men, which is good, so we could use that back. You know, I'd love to have them just get back to their core, and I don't know, maybe the miniseries thing is working out for them. It's very confusing and uneven for me, at least sales-wise. Ultimate Hawkeye, who looks suspiciously like he did in the movie. And this is, again, another complaint of Marvel. I just find it odd. You have three covers for this book, part 1 of a 4-issue miniseries, yet none of the covers are done by the guy who's doing the inside art. Just one of those things that jumped out at me as odd. And my favorite title of the month, Ultimate Ultimates. Okay, Hickman's writing this one, so it should be good. He's also writing the Hawkeye book, but just Ultimate Ultimates. That's an interesting name. Okay, we start in the Spider Island for Spider-Man. Next 2 issues are Spider Island tie-ins. Hopefully those will do well. Slots back on with Humberto Ramos. Nick Spencer doing Cloak and Eye, Spider Island Cloak and Dagger. And then we also have Amazing Spider-Girl, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu, Venom's tying in, and Infested reprinting the backup stories, and Emergence of Evil, which is odd. It's reprinting the first appearance of the Punisher and the first appearance of the Hobgoblin. Not quite sure how they relate. I guess they're going to have something to do with Spider Island. Just kind of an interesting reprint. I mean, it's nice to have those books together affordably, because I know those books are mighty expensive. So it's kind of neat. Reprinting 3 books, $4.99. Spider Island Deadly Foes, one shot. Not sure what to make of that. We have 3 writers and 2 artists. So is that going to be a bunch of little mini short stories that never seem to sell that well? So I'll have to look at that a little more closely. Get Secret Avengers. Nick Spencer's run was pretty quick. And now we're into Warren Ellis and Jamie McKelvey, so that actually should be pretty good. Looking forward to that. Avengers Children's Crusade still going on its bi-monthly schedule. And then we get to the Captain America stuff. Captain America and Bucky doing some of the old World War II stories. And then we get Captain America 2. Just odd, you know, given he's so tied in with Fear itself. I understand they came out with this because of the movie. Just seems an odd time to start a number one in the middle of some big event where, again, they're not going to mesh. Things aren't going to make sense there. Captain America Core, no idea. Issue 1 comes out next week, or this week. A Red Skull Mini by Greg Pak. All Winter Squad. And then we have another Thor miniseries, parts 2 and 3 shipping. Just a lot of stuff that doesn't seem to have, I don't want to say a purpose, but just a lot of stuff out there to try to figure out, for you guys to try to figure out what you want to buy. Journey into Mystery Point 1, again, seems odd. It's giving Loki's backstory when wouldn't that have made more sense earlier on? Actually, didn't we have a Thor Point 1? So this is basically just another Thor Point 1. These Point 1s are getting out of hand. And then we have the Mighty Thor. Like I said, there's a disconnect for people on that because it isn't affected by Fear itself. So, but it's written by the same writer of Fear itself. So just some confusion. And I guess there's probably been a lot of confusion over the years with DC as well. I've just never read as much DC, so maybe, I don't know, we'll see. At least they're revamping everything, so we won't have any events for a while. The Iron Age 3 of 3, haven't read the first one yet, sorry. This one's just confusing, and with the premise of Iron Man lost in the time stream, there's so much else going on right now, I don't know where the place for this book is. Iron Man 2.0 and their 0.1 issue. Okay. For a book that's just been started, I thought the whole point of the 0.1 was a jumping on point to get people caught up. So again, not sure where that comes in. So we get two issues of Iron Man 2.0, then we get Incredible Hulks and the last two issues of that title. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the final issues of Incredible Hulks, and they'll just make it Incredible Hulk with a new writer, or if they're going to cancel it and, lo and behold, relaunch it in a number one, which wouldn't really surprise me. Which makes the thing going on with DC resetting everything to number one not as big a deal, just as people are saying, you know, it's the end of the world. How could they possibly do this? Well, Marvel does it all the time. We have a new Punisher coming, a new Daredevil, new Captain America, a new Hulk. So it's not that big a deal, but it is neat that DC's doing it across their entire line all at once instead of here and there when a movie comes out like Marvel. Okay, new Hulk book, brand new ish, number one issue of The Punisher from Greg Rucka. Should be good. But, man, they keep coming out with new number ones of Punisher, and they last for a little while, and then they go away. And we have to order both issues at the same time. We're going to get two issues of this in August, which makes things a little tough to order. It's always scary to order number two before you've seen number one, and that's what we're going to be faced with on this one because we're going to get them so close. Typically, it's a big warning sign to me. Hopefully not with this one. I think Rucka can carry this one. But typically, when I see they have two issues solicited for the same month, that means they want to get our orders in for the first issue before we've actually seen, or for the second issue before we've seen the first issue. So, Daredevil number two. I'm looking forward to this. I'm a big Daredevil guy, as everybody who knows me knows. Just noticed Marcos Martin was on the first one. He's apparently not on the second one. Didn't notice that before. Paulo Rivera looks good. It's just not Marcos Martin. Moon Knight number four, Bullseye's back. How did that happen? When did that happen? I missed some. Then we get into the Pixar. They're starting to bring back the Pixar, and this is some of the kids' books. FF, still going. Another From the Vault with Gambit. Hey, it's got Lobdell's story. Interesting. They found one of those now that he's over at DC. Herc Point 1. Apparently not a Fear Itself tie-in because it's not with the other Herc. Interesting that they'd have their two books so far apart. Kazar, first issue did not sell well. Mystery Men number 4. That one, I don't know if anybody's even picked up yet. Wolverine versus the Marvel Universe, ordering number 3. I think number 1 is soon, I hope. And Vengeance, I don't know what to make of this book. It's a 6-issue miniseries, Joe Casey. I haven't heard any buzz about this. No one's mentioned it to me. So I have no idea what's going on with this book. They're making it sound like it's going to be a big event, but it's one of those under-the-radar things. Another one with Bullseye on the cover, so maybe he's back. Marvel Zombies Christmas Carol, for which retailers are bringing up a little bit of a stink, only because it has nothing to do with Marvel Zombies, unlike the title clearly says, Marvel Zombies Christmas Carol. I and most other retailers have a built-in audience for the Marvel Zombie books, and we order them all pretty much the same. And this is not a Marvel Zombies book. It's simply Christmas Carol told instead of ghosts, they're zombies. So we all feel a little bit cheated on this one. And we'll probably shut down the orders on that one pretty good. S.H.I.E.L.D. still doing well. But I see we just got number 1 and now I'm just ordering number 2 for August. I know I had trouble following this one a little bit because of the bi-monthly schedule. Hickman is a very detail-oriented, big conspiracy picture guy, and it's a little hard to follow when you're seeing it every other month. Mystic, another cross-gen book coming out. Those have not done well for me. Let's see, okay, so variants. Astonishing X-Men. I can't figure out this book for the life of me. I'm not sure why it's out anymore. Just ships very erratically, and then someone was telling me that they're actually alternating issues, or two different storylines going in every other issue. Just yikes. That's recipe for disaster. X-Men Schism. Another book I can't figure out. The Prelude to Schism sold really poorly at first, like 3 issues of the first one by the time the second one came out. But slowly, I guess the publicity on this has been picking up, and I've been selling more and more, where the Prelude number 3 comes out this week, I think, and I've probably already sold more of 2 than I even ordered at number 3 because of the slow build. The movie may also have helped this. So we'll see where this is going. I'm hoping it's big. They're talking about it being so big that they're having to cancel Uncanny for it. So I might have to up my orders, but I'm going to have to. It's one I'm going to keep an eye on because I think people are a little. They said they were event burnout before, and man, we have 2. Fear itself isn't even wrapped up when we're halfway into X-Men Schism, and all the other this Vengeance, whatever this is, just a lot going on. Hi, now we get to next page. 61 Generation Hope, another character with 2 different color eyes. I don't know if they planned it that way. It was just something that really jumped out at me. It was just odd. An X-Men .1 book featuring the new Ghost Rider. Okay. Just odd to have a .1 of X-Men when they're in the, at issue 3 of 5 on Schism. And then X-Men 16 isn't tying in with Schism. So it's just part of my confusion. They're having this big book, but neither Uncanny or X-Men are tying into it. I mean, maybe Legacy is? No, Legacy isn't either. So it's kind of like it's a miniseries on its own, but it's supposed to have these big ramifications. It's just conflicting information. You're not sure what's going on. X-Factor still churning along. Oh, Wolfsbane finally gives birth, or at least the end of hard labor. X-Factor is one of my favorite X-books. Peter David is just really, really a fun writer, and it's kind of neat that they just kind of leave it alone and let him go his own way, and it certainly has a core fan base, and it sells really well for me. If you ever have a question, please ask away, because that's one of my favorites. Okay, 2 issues of X-Men Legacy, with the second one being part 1 of a new story arc. Okay, still just confused about the whole Schism thing. Doc and Dark Wolverine, 2 issues coming out. One's a conclusion, one's the first part of another story, so I guess he's not involved with Schism. And, okay, X-23 is involving the Fantastic Four, and something else was. Okay, X-Men was involving the FF, sorry. So I guess the FF are getting around the X-Universe. And Spider-Man's all over the place. And they just added a new title, so I don't know how much Spider-Man you want, but you're going to get it. Two issues of Wolverine. The conclusion of Wolverine's Revenge, again, just seems odd with Wolverine being a big part of Schism and Schism being at 3 of 5. Again, just my little disconnect on this stuff. Dark Angel Saga for X-Force. Been really good. X-Force has been really, really good. It's fun reading right now. The first issue involved them going to the Age of Apocalypse world. And it was kind of neat seeing some of those characters again. But just, again, going back to Schism, where it's a big Wolverine book, you know, Wolverine versus Cyclops, yet here's Wolverine again. Just one of those things, just confusing. And again, you know, which book matters. Issue 2, Wolverine Black Cat Claws, number 2. Going to order this one pretty tight to how I ordered number 1. Wolverine Best There Is. Now, this one I understand. This is kind of off on its own. It's Charlie Houston and Rip just having fun with Wolverine, so that one doesn't necessarily need to tie in. That's a book that doesn't matter. It's just simply a Wolverine story. So I have no problem with this one doing whatever it wants. 2 issues of Deadpool. And Deadpool Max, 11 of 12. Punisher Max and Supreme Power. Now, Supreme Power sold much better than I anticipated. Actually sold out. They've tried it over and over again, and it never seems to get any ground. So I ordered this one really, really low, much lower than probably any other Marvel book I've ordered in a long time. Similar to like Kazar, which I don't think I've sold any of. So it was interesting to sell out of this one, so we'll see how it goes. New Dark Tower, those always sell steady. Stan sells steady. Anita Blake sells steady. And Brilliant by Bendis and Bagley. Again, don't know what to make of this. You know, everybody's saying order big, and I'm like, I'm going to order like Bendis's other stuff, you know, like his Powers and his Scarlet. So that's what we're doing there. And now we get into something very odd. Oh, New Criminal. Okay, missed the icon page. Let me see. From pages 81 to 124, all graphic novels. So that's 43 pages of graphic novels. That's a lot of graphic novels for 1 month. Especially when you're starting off with $125 Fantastic Four Omnibus, $125 Ecstatics Omnibus. Ooh, I'm going to have to order a couple of because I'm going to have one of those. Then we get into the Marvel Masterworks. I will gladly order any of these that you like, but like here's Fantastic Four Volume 13. It's really hard for me to order this just for the shelf, because being a completist and a comic book collector, I'd want to have 1 through 12 on the shelf. But at $60 a pop, I really can't afford to have that much inventory just sitting on the shelf, not knowing if anybody's looking forward to it. But I do the paperbacks, because they're much less. They're $25. Like there's the Marvel Masterworks Submariner by Gene Colan and Wally Wood. Yeah. Okay, Gene Colan with Wally Wood, Jack Kirby, Bill Everett. Yeah, I think we'll need to take one of those home, too. Marvel, The Art of John Romita Jr. People really have a love-hate relationship with him. Some people love him, some people can't stand him. But I don't know if I'm going to get a $50 art book in for someone, unless somebody likes it. I mean, if somebody wants it, again, I'd happily order any of this. Marvel Zombies Christmas Carol. You're probably not going to order one of those. Carnage Family Feud. Wow, is this going to come out before issue 5? I'm not sure if it's Zeb Wells or Clayton Crane. I'm hoping it's Clayton Crane, only because Zeb Wells just got the new Spider-Man book, and I'd hate to think that it's been so late because of him. The new Oz book, going to order a bunch of those. A new X-Force book. No, I didn't realize Derek Robertson and Greg Capullo did that. This is like the third arc when X-Force came out. So, you know, I may or may not order one of those. These hardcovers, they're just hard. They tend to sit. So I might not. Captain America Prisoner of War, Iron Man Volume 8, New Avengers Volume 2. I'll probably order that because that's the big oversized one. FF by Hickman, I will order that first hardcover, but then Spider-Man, Fantastic Spider-Man, $4, it's collecting four issues for $25. That's just hard to swallow. It's even if they were $4, that's $16 worth of comics that they're going to try to package into a hardcover, and it's not even oversized, it's just standard trim size for $25. That's just hard to, you know, hard to justify. Deadpool, Amazing Spider-Man, Identity Wars, no. Collecting three annuals has not sold well. I might get the trade when it comes in. That's about it. Another Marvel Man hardcover. Those, nobody's interested. Everybody wants the Alan Moore, Neil Gaiman stuff. They really don't care about this 1950s character. And it's kind of funny because today they had their big announcement, and it was, you know, sign up for the blog, and you know, at 3 o'clock we're going to announce the big events and everything. And I remember when they did this back at San Diego, and I was, you know, hooked to the TV or hooked to the computer, you know, what are they going to announce? And they announced Marvel Man reprints, and it's been 2 years, and we still haven't gotten anything other than some black and white reprints. Not exactly that exciting. Okay, Formic Wars, Ender's Game, the official prequel by Orson Scott Card. That's pretty cool. I'll definitely get one of those in. And then they're relisting all the Orson Scott, or the Ender's Game stuff. Prelude to Schism hardcover. Four issues, 112 pages, $20. Yeah, that's a lot. That's just too much. Annihilators hardcover, four issues for $25. Now that one, those were four oversized issues, and it's an oversized book. The outer space stuff sells, so I'll probably get one of those in. Then we get into a digest, a Vampire Tales digest. Those are actually kind of neat. X-Men by Morrison. Disappointed that they're digest size, but I know I sold a couple of the first ones, so I'll probably keep getting those in. Avengers Academy. Well, that's weird. Avengers Academy Arcade Death Game. This reprints the one-shot giant size that was an $8 book. And then Marvel Team-Up from 1972 and Spider-Man number 25 from 1990 for $15. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me. Probably going to pass on that. Spider-Girl Family Values, that's collecting, looks like it's going to be the entire series. Yeah, definitely going to have that. Silver Surfer. Now here's Silver Surfer, where they didn't give this one a hardcover. It's just strictly coming out in the trade paperback. So I'll order that because that one sold great. Spider-Man The Next Chapter, reprinting the relaunch when they relaunched it as a number one back when John Byrne was doing it. Okay, 400 pages, $40. That's workable. Next, Iron Man trade, definitely going to get that. Those sell. Thunderbolts, yep. Shadowland, oh. You know what? It's tempting not to order this, only because I know I ordered one of each cover, the hardcover, and no one's looking at it. So I might pass on the Shadowland. And I'm going to have to think about getting all the tie-in books. You know, Shadowland Thunderbolts, Shadowland Street Heroes, Shadowland Daredevil. Shadowland was not a popular book. Incredible Hulk's Dark Sun. Yeah, we'll get the Hulk. A new Thor book, Gods and Men. We'll get that. Hulk Visionaries, Peter David. Absolutely. Fantastic Four by Wade and Wieringo. Volume 2, yep. Green Goblin. That was a fun book. I enjoyed that one. Terry Cavanaugh, Tom DeFalco. I remember Scott McDaniel specifically doing the art on that. We'll get that in. Stand, first paperback version of The Stand. So I know a lot of people have been waiting a long time for that. We have, what, four or five? The hardcover's out. X-Men Phoenix Rising paperback. Let's see, and just a bunch more docking. Wolverine Hercules. I went off a long time ago about this going, why? And it sold pretty much like, why? I ordered, I think, one for the shelf and actually sold it. That one I might not get in. X-Men Legacy will get Namor, sure. X-Men Curse of the Mutants. We'll get one for the shelf and hope for the best. Let's see, Wolverine Goes to Hell, sure. Essential Spider-Man, Web of Spider-Man, interesting. I remember reading those when they came out, but that was a long time ago. And then just a couple reprints of some other things, some posters. And that's about it. So that's the Marvel previews, at least from my point of view. Again, I'm not trying to be an anti-Marvel guy. I give them the benefit of the doubt. It just seems right now just a lot of their stuff is just not making a whole lot of sense. I used to read the Marvel previews very excited. DC was more of just kind of a, yeah, what's going on? And Marvel was more of a, wow, you know, I can't wait to read this Avengers book or this book, you know, whatever it was. It just seems right now everything they're doing is tied into the movies and just a case of getting as much Thor and Cap stuff out there as they can. A lot of big events and everything tied into the events. But their event stuff isn't selling that great. The Deadpool did not sell well. And I just kind of relate it to DC right now with Flashpoint. And all those Flashpoint minis are fun. They're selling well. It just seems more focused. And just easier to order as well. I wish I could go in right now and tell you the numbers, but I know the Fearsome Four, Fear Itself book, I don't remember selling any. So that's not good. These tie-ins, you know, we have to guess on their numbers. There's really no way, you know, how do you figure out a Frankenstein Howard the Duck book? It's tough. But whereas the Deep, I know, sold. People really like that Fear Itself the Deep. So it's just tough. It's tricky. I mean, it's part of what makes the business fun, you know, guessing, reading stuff, and enjoying them. But, yeah, it's confusing as heck. Kind of looking forward to doing this next month with all these number ones from DC. We'll get more into this later, because right now I was looking through the previews, and most of their stuff is just wrapping up. So it's going to be hard to do that. But I will try to get through the rest of the previews this week. If not, I'll try to get to it before the end of the month. We'll be doing another podcast in the store Wednesday night, so if you have a chance, please come by. I think we had a lot of fun last time, and try to vary it up a little more this week instead of being all focused on DC. So that's it for tonight. I'm going to bed. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.